Blog Talk Radio.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other found I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Wonder working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder working power in the blood of the Lamb. Yes, there is power. Power, oh, but it reaches to hallelujah, wherever you are, it will never lose its power. Thank you for your grace, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you for your mercy, Jesus. Thank you for your blood, Jesus, that will never lose its power. Thank you for the shedding of blood. It will never lose. It will never lose.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
For the blood that never lose.
Yes.
Never lose. Never lose. Never lose. Never lose. Never lose.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
for the blood. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The riches to the highest mountain.
Yeah.
The flows to the Lord, God. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
For the blood
that
your shadow carries cross.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
The blood that redeems us.
Thank
you, Lord. For the blood that justifies us, God. Thank you, Lord. For the blood that sanctifies us. Thank you, Lord. For the blood that protects us. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
for
you.
The blood that heals us. Thank you, Lord.
Thank
for the blood. My God.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, Lord. Yes,
yeah.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Blood. Every single day of
life. Yes. How y'all doing today?
Yes.
How y'all doing?
Welcome, everyone.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome. We are the Gospel Public Ministries. I'm Pastor Tawani Kamani.
And I'm Pastor Dorsey Manning.
We want to welcome you today.
Yes, welcome. This is the day
that the Lord has made.
Yes, and we shall rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it.
We thank God for new mercy and new grace today.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
We thank God for keeping us all day, yesterday, through
Amen.
The night, and right now, man. I'm like with my great aunt say, call in my right mind.
Amen, yeah.
Jesus
right.
Christ is Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. If it's your first time with us here on Sunday service, we want to personally welcome you today. If
right.
your first time here, we want to welcome all guests here to Sunday service. My husband and than ourselves. We want to welcome you personally, welcome you. Press one. We want to pray for you and pray with you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, being led by the Holy Spirit of the living God to pray for you. The Bible says we do not know what to pray, but the Holy Spirit makes intercessions for us.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Knowing what to pray when we don't know what to pray, you know? Because
right.
A lot of times we think we know what we need, amen? But most of the time it's only what we want, amen?
Amen.
But the Holy Spirit knows all things, amen? Hallelujah. Press one. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm so excited. I am.
Amen.
I'm grateful.
That's the right place to be, you know.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
You know, expecting, you know, God, you know, the presence of God in your life. Expecting. See, when you stay in that place of being excited, knowing God has already done. And that's what that song, I think that was Tamara, man, that was singing this song, The Blood of Jesus. She know how to stay in that place of expectation,
yes.
Knowing what the blood have already done.
My God.
So you may not see it right now, but that don't mean that it ain't done already.
Jesus.
It's already done in your life. Anything that you can put your mind to, the blood of Jesus have already taken care of it.
Amen.
But see, when you put your mind to it and you put your heart to it, you stay in that place of expecting. When you stay in that place of expecting it, then you can get excited.
Jesus.
That's what the Bible tells us, to rejoice.
Amen.
To rejoice in the Lord.
Yes, and
now leap.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Out.
Yes,
we rejoice.
Thank you, Jesus.
That sounds like excitement to me.
Let us rejoice. I was so glad when they said unto me, let us go
to the house of the Lord.
Amen. If it's your first time, we wait on you. We wait on the one. Are you the one today? Let us pray for you and with you. Don't keep your mouth quiet. Don't let the enemy shut you up. Go ahead. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Grandma Helen, welcome. We see you here in Sunday service.
Jesus.
Joel Washington, welcome. We see you here in Sunday service as well.
Yes, God.
But, at the actual, we see you here.
Amen.
We see you here in
Hallelujah.
Welcome. Every single one from the East Coast, we see y'all here, and we just want to welcome y'all.
Thank you for being a
part of service today. Thank you for inviting us into your home.
Yes, Lord.
We just want to say thank you.
Thank you, everyone in Chicago.
We welcome you.
Jesus.
Welcome you here to Sunday service.
Yes, God. Amen. Let us pray, Father God. We just want to say thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done, all that you're doing, all that you're about to do in the life of your children, oh God. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, Father God, that you're moving a mighty way here in Sunday service, oh God. Oh, Lord, touch every heart, Lord God, and every mind, oh God. Let peace come and be still, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray for divine intervention right now, Father God, that you would divinely intervene, oh God, on behalf of your children and turn our situations around for the good, oh God. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. Thank you for what you've done, what you're doing, and what you're about to do in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we come to receive on today, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. When we come to the Mount Zion, oh God, when you're the one in the place, you're the habitation, oh God, to receive blessings from you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we surrender all over to you right now, oh God. Oh, Lord, we take up peace, we take up joy, we take up happiness, we take up our healing, we walk in our newness right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we say thank you, Lord, for this day, oh God, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for new words and new grace, oh God, that you've given us, oh God. Lord, we thank you for praying with us, oh God, that you that have kept us, oh God. It's you that prayed us and not ourselves, but we just want to say thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you for your outstretched hand, oh God, that you stepped in front of our situation, oh God, and put our feet on solid ground, oh God. Lord, we thank you, oh God, for the lying down and the raising up this morning, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you for the royal restoration right now, all things do, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, oh God, that you heal the sick right now. Lord, let's touch the heart of the trouble, oh God, and let peace come and be still in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray for every children, every child around the world, oh God, and every house, oh God, that there be no lack of your goodness all the way through it, God, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We declare the grab of the blood of Jesus Christ and the powerless name, that all I need to live for you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, that God, we ask that you're moving the mighty way right now, oh God. Oh Lord, every prayer, oh God. Oh Lord, he's coming up all shot by us. Oh Lord, we declare the crime of the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth in the power of the name that we can do up for life. But joy has come this morning, and we're walking in joy. Hallelujah. Leaves of joy and happiness. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you that all our lives, oh God, be filled with shouts of joy and love in the name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you. Lord, watch us through and through with the blood of Jesus Christ. Cleansing up our unrighteousness and filthiness, oh God, and holiness in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, and we just want to say thank you. God, we pray for your strength right now. Let us receive supernatural strength, oh God. Let us receive supernatural blessing and supernatural favor right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I call that one into our hands. Anywhere in the internet, call it to our financial blessing. I call it forth right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My God, let me pray for the Lord right now. Oh, let us call our blessing on our houses and homes of your children, oh God. Let them all have room and to receive us. Oh, Lord, in order to be blessed by the overflow. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you right now for the overflow of blessing, my God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Lord, we bless your holy name. We thank you, Lord, Father God. But we thank you, Lord. Hey, my mama, Lord, Shabbat. We thank you, Lord God, that you have given your angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways, oh God.
Thank you.
To protect
thank
us in
you,
the
Lord
name
Jesus.
Of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to tell you how much we love you today, oh God. Lord, it's you that kept us last week and the week before through the storm, oh God, all the days of our life. It is you that was trusting with the people,
yes,
oh God,
Lord,
and not ourselves. Oh, Lord, show us our ways, oh God. If there's any wicked way or error in us, oh God, let it be taken out right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, reveal those ways to us, oh God, that we may be changed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we will walk in the mind of God according to your will, your way, and your purpose, oh God. We right now in the name of Jesus Christ, by faith, we bind our mind with the mind of Christ, and our will with the will of God, our heavenly Father. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Yes, in the name of Jesus.
What you called us to do, your will, oh God. So, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, oh God. Lord, let us be fully equipped to do the work that you called us to do in your kingdom. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, let my kingdom go. As it is in heaven, oh God. Let us receive our daily bread right now, Father God, that our spiritual bread will be full, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, let us operate with the confidence, oh God. Hallelujah, the Holy Spirit of the living God.
Hallelujah.
The Holy Spirit. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. I pray the blood of Jesus Christ over us and our families right now. I pray the blood of Jesus Christ over our marriages, over the ministry, over our finances, our businesses, over our opportunities. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Yes, in the name of Jesus. Yes, in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. I give honor to God, to the pastor. Jesus. I'll find speak. God bless you both. And I also give honor to everyone that's assembled today and who will assemble. I'm going to be reading from Ephesians 6, starting at verse 10, 17. Ephesians 6, starting verse 10 and 17. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the truth, which is the word of God. May God add a blessing to the reading, to the hearing, and also to the doers of his holy word. God bless you all.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless
Amen.
You.
Putting on the full armor of God.
Yeah.
Amen. We're so happy at this time, you all, to be able to introduce, and I'm going to let my husband introduce our guest on today. You've heard from him before. We're just so happy to be blessed with him again.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, we're going to be blessed this morning, this afternoon. We're going to be blessed with a song by Brother Deacon Billy Brown from New York, New York. Deacon Brown, can you hear us?
Yes, I do.
Amen. Go ahead, Deacon Brown. God bless you.
You don't know what the Lord has done for me. You don't know what the Lord has done for me. Oh, no. Listen, you don't know, cause you were there. Don't know when, and you don't know where. Oh, you don't know what the Lord has done for me. I like this list. You don't know when the Lord picked me up and turned me around. Oh, no, no, no. You don't know when the Lord picked me up and turned me around. Oh, no. You don't know, cause you wasn't there. Don't know when and you don't know where. You just don't know what the Lord has done for me. Lord, Lord, Lord. You don't know when the Lord saved me. I like that. Hey, hey, hey. You don't know when the Lord saved me. Hey, hey, hey. You don't know, cause you wasn't there. Don't know when, and you don't know where. Hey, you just don't know what the Lord has done for me. Thank you, thank you. Oh, I feel good right now. I feel a song on my soul today. It's it. Something about the Lord that's mighty sweet. Oh, yeah, mighty sweet. It's something about Jesus. It's mighty sweet. Yeah, Lord, have mercy. When I think of the goodness of Jesus, there is something about the Lord that's mighty sweet. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. My Lord, my God. Brother Brown, we thank you. Brother Deacon Brown, we thank you for blessing us with song right now. You know, that was such a beautiful song that you sing just now here. So we thank God for you. Thank God for, thank you for letting God use you in such a mighty way. I just received a phone call from your bass player. He was trying to get in there with you, and I told him, I said, well, he's singing right now. Go ahead on and try to call him because he's already moving. So I thank you for blessing us with song.
Amen. Glory to God. Amen.
Amen.
One more time. Amen. We thank God.
Amen.
Amen.
He sang
God
that song a cappella. His music team was trying to get in there with him, but he was already moving. My
Jesus.
Lord, my God.
Gotta move, and God say move.
Yes.
We thank God at this time.
Yes.
We're going to have our song selection, and we'll be back for the message. Amen.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you. Come on, right now, can you stand to your feet? And just enter in right now. Come on, just open up your mouths and begin to enter into his presence. I'm a living witness of what worship can do for somebody. Come on, that's it. Just open up your mouth and just love him right now. Hallelujah. We bless your name, God. That's it. Come on, come on. Worship him tonight. I need some worshipers in here. That's it. Come on. I need some worshipers in here tonight. In spite of everything that I've been through, in spite of every test, of every trial, been stripped, been lied on, been cheated on, been broke, I'm still here. Come on, come on, come on. Enter in. Come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. Hasharoboko shataya. We enter in, we enter in. Come on, I need some people who know how to worship him. We enter in, and we receive, your joy. We enter in. Tonight, we enter in. Oh, yeah. We enter in. We enter in. We come into your gates with thanksgiving tonight. We enter into your courts with praise, Lord. We come to bless your holy name, Lord. Come on, somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on, come on, come on. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. We enter in. Somebody help me worship him tonight. Come on. We enter in tonight. Come on, I need some worshipers in here tonight. Come on, come on. We didn't come to play church. We didn't come here to look at nobody. We come here to bless the name of Jesus. We enter in. We enter in. Oh, we enter in. My heart, my mind, my soul belongs to you. The price for me, yes, you did, Lord. Way back on Calvary, that's why I praise you, Lord. I'm gonna lift you up, yes, I will. I magnify your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
praise him. A whole lot of people said I'd never make it. Judicial system wanted to put me away. Society gave up on me. Nobody trusted me. Nobody believed in me. But God held on to me. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. I got to praise.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Father God. We thank you for all that you're doing and all that you have done. And we have made it to the message, a part of Sunday service, that will be delivered to you by no other than my beautiful wife, Pastor, Prophetess, T. Chantel Manning.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God, everybody. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. Praise the Lord. Right when you all stand to your feet, give God our praise, going on because he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. God, I got a perfect time to give God praise. Amen. It is he that I'm giving you this time. Amen. You don't wait time, but you take time. So take time today because God has given you the time to create a whole time. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, back to your feet and just magnify the Lord with me. I bless the Lord at all times. So his praise shall continue to be in my Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. My soul shall make this boast in the Lord. The hour shall heal that and be glad. Amen. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. And now that the truth is made together. Amen. I sought the Lord and he heard me and he delivered me from all my fears. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Amen. My Lord, my God. Can you just give him all praise going on because he's more than worthy today. Amen. My Lord, my God. When I think about the things of God, I just get excited. Hallelujah. My Lord, let's fire the excitement in my bones. Amen. I can't help but to tell somebody how good God has been to me. Better than I can be for myself. Hallelujah. Try to your feet. My God, just thank him. Right where you are, that he was strong. He brought you out. When the light went out, God went your life. When the water went out, you were standing by now, you've got so far. Because you take your living water. My Lord, my God, when you look over your life and realize that you've got life to look over, you're wherever you are. And nobody got to tell you to shout. But when you think of the things of God and how good he's been to you, you can't help but to shout and give him glory. You don't have a wife for nobody to tell you when to shout. You don't shout right where you are. Amen. Glory to God. When you wipe your tears away, when he healed your body, when he protected your children, my God, right now, there's not even a better place to you. You've got somewhere to go when you leave here. There's a place prepared for you. It's not like nothing but going somewhere to have no place. Right when you know there's a place to you, my God, he's not going to go. To you. Now, my father's out there, many men said that. But I can't even not say, I'm here to tell you that you got so much spiritual about right where you are, in your pain and anger, in your situation, what a little bit God is. God is. And still is today. God, oh God, we thank you. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't care what they say about me, but God said. I don't care what they think about me, but God said. I don't care, but God is on my side. So whoever be against me, I want to know who it's from. I ain't got to see. Where is he that is in me? Is he that is in this world? I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. Welcome everybody one more time. I'm just excited. I ain't started preaching yet. Oh, but I thank God for the word on today. Amen. I just thank God. I just get in that place. I just want to praise and worship and just thank him for being the God that he is. Me and my Heavenly Father. Amen. We on trip. I want you to make it all yours. Because my daddy left because he went there. Oh, my daddy died when I was young. I don't know what it means. God is. He said, I'm the man I am. Let me tell you this, I am. I need to tell you that I'm that. I need to say I am that. I don't ever want to be your mother. I don't ever want to be your father. I don't ever want to be your mother. Whatever it is. I am. I'm excited. I ain't thinking yet. I'm just crying. I don't know. I told you that I was so grateful. It's just me and my faithfulness. It's just me and my gratefulness. It's just me and my gratefulness. Hallelujah. My God. Hey. Right there. It's just going to start a locomotive. Amen. Oh, can I get on? Woo. Welcome, everybody. Woo. Hallelujah. 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 Have your way, Holy Spirit, in this service. It ain't about me, y'all. It's all about God. It ain't about me. I didn't get out of the way. I'm going to let the Lord have your way. See, how many of y'all can say I've been in the way a long time? But I decided today I'm going to get out the way. Because my way is back in the way. My God, my God. I thank God for my husband.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I thank God for my mother.
Thank you.
I thank God for my grandmother who's no longer here with us.
Yes.
But I tell you, the remnant is still here. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank God for all the ministers, all the roster, every deacon, every prophet, every apostle, every evangelist, every preacher, and every teacher and missionary. I thank God for you because the Bible says, go to the airport. Hey, yes, Father, we're out here. Without us to be used by God wherever we be today. Amen. Let us pray so we can get to the message on today. Amen. We just want to say thank you, Lord, for one more time. We thank you, Lord God, for what you're doing, what you've done, and what you're about to do, oh God. Lord, we don't find it wrong, Lord God, to serve you, to worship you, all you, giving you all in the name of Jesus Christ. So right now, in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father, it is written in your word, according to John chapter 10, that your sheep know your voice, and Heavenly Father, we are your sheep, oh God. I am your sheep, oh God. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to teach us to hear your voice distinctly and clearly. According to John chapter 10, we ask you to increase your anointing on us clearly to hear and know your voice and that of a stranger, oh God. We ask you to do this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, give us the ability, Heavenly Father, to hear your voice. I ask this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, according to John 16 and 23, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, our God, we just want to say thank you. I give you full range right now to operate in the Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, come, Lord Jesus Christ, take your rightful place on the throne of my life. I give it to you for eternity, and I ask you, Lord, to bind all that I am for all that you are. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, extend yourself to me in all the areas of my life, fully and completely, that I be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. I decrease so that you may have all the increase in me right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I declare and declare you to be on the throne of my life, in and over all areas of my life. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of my faith in all, through all, and above all of my life. Let thy kingdom come, let thy will be done right here on this earth. Everybody, I ask that you let the glory of the Lord rise upon each of us. According to Isaiah 60 and 2, amen. We ask the Lord to rise over each of us, and let your glory be seen on each of us. Everybody, we ask that you cover each of us with your glory and your presence. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, it's in Jesus' name we pray, to God be the glory. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, my God. My Lord, I'm so excited. My God. I'm telling you, when Brother Brown sang that song, he said, you don't know when he did it and where I was at. I just want you to know that he did it. I want you to know today when I was in my room, I'm shut up in my house, when God did it. He said, I'm doing it, man, will not get the glory. And I just thank God for doing it in me. See, let me tell you one thing. I was ready to receive whatever God wanted me to do. Are you ready today to receive the work that God has for you to do? See, the message today is be about your Father's business. The message today says you write it down. Be about your Father's business. We're so busy worried about everybody else's business. The message today that God gave me was be about your Father's business. God has called us as people to be about his business. So many people have stopped doing what God has called you to do. He said, call back and get back to the business that I have for you. To that business at hand that God has for you. you to do. For today, the message of being patient, in case you didn't hear the first or the second time, is to be about your father's business. We're so busy with the world business, and how we can make more money, but we forgot about the business of God also. The Bible tells us, amen, when we look at the book of Luke, hallelujah, and talk the truth of 28 and 49, the Bible says, so later, so when they saw him, they were amazed, and his mother, amen.
Amen.
Said to him, son, why have you done this to us? Look your father and I talk you anxiously. And verse 29 said, and he said to them, and this is Jesus speaking, why did you seek me? Did you not know that I must be about my father's business? All your Bible says in verse 50, and they thought, but they did not understand that mistake in which he spoke to them. My God, my God, he answered, and I yell about everybody else's business. Will God find you up? Will the boss's business? Will your mother find you up? Will your father find you up? Will your friend find you up? Will you about your father's business? Will you be about your own business? I'll tell you for all the time, say, mind your own business. I'm here to tell you today, be about your father's business. Hallelujah. 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 Be about your father's business. How many y'all ready to do that? Some people say, oh, that's just too much. I don't have the strength. You ain't got to do it by yourself. You call on the strength of the Lord and be about his business. Don't you know if you're going to be a good worker? That's your hand. Amen. You ain't got to go about it by yourself. That's what happened when a lot of us try to go about God's business without God. Because God called you to do it, you better know he's going to put you for a call. My God. Oh, God, oh, God. Sometimes my mama says, go down. She'll text me and say, dog, I need to go to train now. But today, girl, I'm going to keep it on. Keep it on. You're going to have to jump on. You're going to have to speed up your run. You're going to have to speed up your walk. You're going to have to jump on today. Because today, I'm about my father's business. I'm about my mother's business. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, my God, my God. Oh, yes, I. Oh, God, oh, God. And I want to break it down for you all. We're going to go to the back of the book of Haggai, you all. And I'm going to start off, I'm going to read for a little bit here because I want to bring a little bit of our understanding about being about God's business. Who is our Heavenly Father? Amen. The Bible says in Haggai, chapter 1, I'm going to go from 1 to chapter 2. So I'm going to read a little bit here, and I'm going to break it down so we can have an understanding today. The Bible says in Haggai, chapter 1, the Bible says, in the second year of King Darius, in the sixth month, on the first day of the month, the word of the Lord came by Haggai, the prophet of Zerubbabel, you are the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and the true and Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, saying, thus speaks the Lord of hosts, saying, this people says, the time has not come, the time that the Lord's house should be built. Verse 3 says, then the word of the Lord came by Haggai, the prophet, saying, it is time for you yourself to dwell in your panel houses and this temple to lie in ruins. That is a question. Verse 5 says, now therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Verse 6 says, you have so much and bring in little. You eat but not have enough. You drink but you are not filled with drink. You clothe yourself but no one is warm. And he who earns wages are ways to put into a bag of gold. Verse 7 says, thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Go up to the mountains and bring wood and build a temple that I may take pleasure in it and be glorified, says the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But not that you look for much, but indeed it came for little. And when you brought it home, I blew it away. Why, says the Lord of hosts, because of my house that is in ruins, where every one of you runs to his own house. But this is therefore, my God, therefore the heavens above you withhold the dew up, and the earth will hold its fruit up. But you know that for I call for a drought on the land and the mountains, on the grain and the new wine and the oil, on whatever God brings forth on men and livestock, the Lord stirs the spirit of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, Jehoiada, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people, and they came and walked on the house of the Lord of hosts, their God, on the 24th day of the sixth month, in the second year of King Darius. My God, my God, we got to come here and show the truth. I want to break down something for you here. Amen. It's Zerubbabel, the governor of Judah, and Joshua, the high priest, were key leaders in rebuilding the temple. We're talking about today, be about your father's business. Who is your father? Our heavenly father. Be about his business. See, they had already reestablished the altar, but what on the temple has thrown? See, Haggai gave a message to these outstanding leaders and to the exiles who had returned from Babylon, encouraged them to complete the rebuilding of the temple in Jerusalem. These are the things that needed to be done. But they were so busy about their own work. God is saying, be about my work. But you need to be about your father's business. These are Jews who had returned to Babylon to rebuild the temple of Jerusalem were not able to finish their work because they were hindered by their own, by their enemies, you all. But the opposition put their house of progress, no further work had been done on the temple for over 15 years, but had to deliver a message to them. My God, born in captivity in Babylon, returned to Jerusalem, and Zerubbabel, hallelujah, had to Zechariah 2 prophets who encouraged the temple rebuilding a mission also in Israel, you all, because God sends his prophet. I come as God's prophet today to tell you be about your father's business. There's been a tearing up, there's been a falling down of building where God has called you to be. Some of you have walked away from ministry, but God has called you back to be about his business. Lord, look here in the scripture, amen. My God has been encouraging the people to finish rebuilding the temple. The opposition from hostile neighbors has caused them to feel discouraged and the neglect of the temple. And this neglect, God, and also to neglect God. But God has a message. Turn them around and motivate them to pick up their tools and continue the work that they have begun. But so they are called God's messenger. The prophet is a prophet is a God. The message today that was given to me for my glory in heaven is to be about the Father's business. My God, God asked the people how they could live and look and when their house was lying in ruins. I asked you today, how can you live in luxury when God's house is in ruins? The church is torn apart. The church is divided. You want to be this and you want to be that. Come today. We are the Father's business.
Hallelujah.
But that's where you are. It's a focal point of Judah's relationship with God. But it was still demolished. Instead of building the temple, the people put their energy to purify their own homes. And I'm talking to you. The heart of people welcome themselves, the less they hate, because they ignore their spiritual life. The same happens to us. And we put God first, He will provide for our deepest needs. If we put him in any other place, our efforts will be futile. Carry on for your needs, while ignoring your relationship with God will lead to ruin. I pray for you, my business owner. I love them, Dad. Be a part of Father's business. I want you to understand this. Because some people have not given God first place in their life, their work was not fruitful or productive. And their material possessions did not satisfy. See, what they concentrated on building and beautifying their own homes, God's blessing was withheld because they no longer put him in first place. My Lord, my God, he knows this. He predicted this. That this would be the result. And the people neglected God. Today, is that you or you about your father's business? This is an opportunity today to get back in their place, to be about your father's business. My God, oh Lord, forgive us, oh God, oh Lord, for being disobedient and going about our own way. those vacation and luxury activities may rank higher on your list of importance, dear God. But I have a question, what is more important to you? And I have another question, where is God on your list of priorities? Are you about your Father's business? See, when we look in verse 11, being grateful for wine and olive for oil were Israel's major crops. The people depended on these for security, by neglecting the worship of God. And as a result, God would send a trout to destroy their livelihood and call them back to yourself. Don't wait for there to be a trout in your life. I want you to answer the call today and become a God's messenger, telling you, hallelujah, be about your Father's business. Don't be so busy about word and business and what man is saying their business. Don't be on time for man to do the work of man, but you won't be on time for God. Be about your Father's business. Don't be so busy about getting all the time to get more. Because the Bible tells you, the more you get, the more you don't have. Because you're not about your Father's business. See, here the people began rebuilding the temple. When we look in verse 15, verse 15, they began to rebuild the temple. My God, just 23 days after having the church message, will you begin today? Will you begin to run and give a prophet's message? Oh, produce such a quick response. See, the people, they responded quickly. Will you respond today quickly? My God, my God. How often do we hear a sermon and respond to the message of God? That wasn't higher. It's actually important. I ought to do that. Only to leave trying to forget that. My God, my God. I mean, let's be honest with ourselves. We get the word in church. Before we walk out the building, we leave it at the church. We can take it with you to the fire to your daily life. Will you be about your Father's business? This is the message on today. Be about your Father's business. You need to put their words into action. When you hear a good formula lesson, ask for what you should do about it. And then make plans to put it into practice. Practice what you preach. My God. Oh, God, oh, God, oh, God, oh, God. Be about your Father's business.
Amen.
Be about your Father's business.
Amen.
I want to share this with you here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In chapter 2, the Bible says, in the seventh month and on the 21st of the month.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
The word of the Lord came to Haggai the prophet, saying, speak now to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and the remnant of the people, saying, who is left among you who saw this temple in its former glory? That is a question. And how do you see it now? In comparison with it, is this not in your eyes as nothing? Yet now be strong, Zerubbabel, says the Lord, and be strong, Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and be strong, all you people of the land, says the Lord, and work. And I am with you, says the Lord of hosts, according to the word that I covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt. So my spirit remains among you. Do not fear. For thus says the Lord of hosts, once more, it is a little while, I will shake heaven and earth, the sea and dry land, and I will shake all nations, and they shall come to the desire of all nations, and I will fill this temple with glory, says the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. The glory of this latter temple shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give peace, says the Lord of hosts. Be about your Father's business.
Hallelujah.
Be about your Father's business. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you can be about anything, oh, hallelujah, be about your Father's business.
Yes.
Be about it. The Bible says in Hebrews 6 and 10, for God is not unjust so to overlook your work and the love that you have shown for his name in serving the saints as you still do.
Yes.
That means God is going to bless you. He sees all that you do for him. And if you do it for God, guess what? Hallelujah. He'll definitely do it for you.
Amen.
He will bless what you got in your hands. He'll make it a little bit more. Hallelujah. He will bless it a hundred more, shut up. Like he did for Jesus. Amen. For his son. He will bless it. He will multiply greater than what you have in your hand right now, because he sees and he knows he does not overlook your work. This is what the Bible is telling us. Amen. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
I'm so excited. Hey,
yes.
My Lord, hey, come on, be about your Father's business. Be about your Father's business. When we look in the book of Matthew 19:26, the Bible said, then Peter answered and said to him, see, we have left all and followed you. Therefore, what shall we have?
That's right.
He said, what shall we have? That's in Matthew chapter 19, verse 27.
Yes.
Then Peter answered and said to him, see, we have left all and followed you. Therefore, what shall we have?
Uh-huh.
What shall we have? In the Bible, God gives rewards to the people you are.
That's right.
But don't do that. You got to be about his business.
That's right.
Are you about your Father's business?
Amen.
You know, in the Bible, God gives rewards to his people according to his justice in the Old Testament. Obedience often brought rewards.
Yes.
Being obedient to do, hallelujah, your Father's business.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you.
Be about your Father's business.
Yes.
Would you do that today?
Amen.
When you decide today, you know,
yes,
I'm going to be about my Father's business.
Yes.
I'm going to do what God has called me to do, no matter what woman say, man say, no matter what my job say, we ain't going to be able to do that for you. When you decide, you know what, I got to be about my Father's business.
That's right.
Will you tell them that?
Amen.
Will you tell them, see, we must come to Jesus with open hearts and open hands so that we can be about our Father's business. In Matthew 4:19, Jesus told the disciples, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. Jesus used the truth of his word to draw men to himself. See, the gospel is a hook that snags a hungry, lost soul. Will you be about your Father's business? My God, my God.
Amen, amen.
Oh, come on now, come on now. Jesus, Jesus. There's a scripture in mind where the Bible says in Matthew 28:18-20, and Jesus came and said to them, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I've commanded you. Will you be about your Father's business? He said, go be therefore.
Hallelujah.
You stay in your home. And you say, oh, you got to be about your Father's business. You got to get the moving. You got to pat your feet. You got to get the moving. The Bible says in Luke 10 and 2, that one said here, he unto them, the harvest fruit is great, but the labors are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he was sent for labors into his harvest. You got to be about your Father's business. God has you for you. God needs to use you. He has you for you. But will you be about your Father's business?
Amen.
We should be about so many other things. Doing so much of it, but will you be about God's business?
Amen. Amen.
Will you be about God's business?
Yes, thank you.
My Lord, my God, I pray that all can hear me today. I pray you all heard the message on today. I don't know. I got a text that said that the call was a little bit muted. I don't know, but I just pray that you all heard it and received it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. We got all lines open today. But I want to say this, you all, and I'm going to close up here. Let me know if you can hear me. Press 1.
Amen.
Let me know if you can hear me. Your line is still going. Press 1. I just need to know if you all can hear me. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Mother. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The devil is a liar. I want to say this by rapper, being about our Father's business. Before Jesus returned to heaven, there were still some lessons that these men had to learn about their Father's business. Jesus called them children. He had nourished their hunger. He had taught them how to fish for men and feed their souls. The devil says, do you love me? He's talking to Peter. Do you love me more than these? Jesus asked Peter. Peter replied, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Jesus said to Peter, feed my lambs.
Yes.
Then he asked Peter the second time, and Peter replied the same. Jesus said, tend my sheep.
Yes.
Tend my sheep. Jesus asked the grieving Peter the question for the third time. Peter must have thought about his denial of Christ three times before the crucifixion. He wanted desperately for the Lord to know of his deep love for him. But Jesus wanted something greater than just a commitment of human love, y'all. It was Peter who led Jesus' disciples to be about their Father's business. See, Jesus wanted Peter to love him at all costs of pleasure and desire. He wanted Peter's complete devotion that would be necessary to feed and tend his sheep. Peter's mission was not only to become
fisher, the fishermen, but also to feed men's soul with the word of God and then send them out to fish for others. So I ask you today, you all, to be about your Father's business. Be about God's business. Amen. Our Father exhibited what often, you know, what we've been called to do. He sent his Son to do it first. He sent Jesus to be about his business, to teach us how to be about our Father's business, our Heavenly Father, not about so much about our earthly fathers, but our Father in heaven, because Jesus had an earthly father, but he had a Father in heaven, and he had to be about God's business first, his Heavenly Father's business first, before it could be, hallelujah, about his earthly father's business.
Amen.
You know, Jesus continued deepening Peter's understanding to the point of telling him that he too would lose his life for Christ's sake.
Amen.
Hallelujah, through martyrdom. When Peter finally realized that genuine love required to follow the Savior, Peter's heart dropped anchored, you all, stabilizing his resolve to follow Jesus no matter what, even to the gruesome death that he experienced. Jesus understood his mission on earth, and he wanted his disciples, and we are his disciples as well, to understand what their love for him required. So to be a disciple of Jesus means to learn him and to follow him in obedience. The cost may be high. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That is what Jesus was telling his disciples, you all.
Hallelujah.
His proof is in the scripture document that disciples understood to the point of losing their lives for him. But I ask you today, will you be about your Father's business?
My Lord, my God.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
God keep you. May God strengthen everyone here in service on today to be about his business.
Amen.
The doors of the church are open at this time. Hallelujah.
Amen. There might be one. There might be one that's ready to come out of self, that's ready to come out of this world and out of these old mindsets and these old mentalities, come out of these old places, come out of death and destruction today. Today. Come now while you still have time. Just press one. We'll help you to pray that prayer for salvation. It's so simple. It's so simple. But it takes courage. It takes courage for a man or for a woman to realize that I can't do this by myself. Just press one, pray that prayer of salvation. Ask Jesus Christ to come into your life as your personal Lord and Savior while you still have time. There may be one that have already prayed the prayer of salvation, but they find themselves being about the worldly business, being fashioned to this world, being conformed to this old world or to that old man or that old woman to self. Let us help you get back on track. Let us pray with you. And let us pray for you. Let us help you to get your eyes back on Jesus and what he already done. Someone may be sick in their body. Someone may be going through some type of affliction right now. Someone may be alone. Someone, I don't know what it is that you're going through right now. But whatever it is you're going through right now, Jesus Christ have already done it for you. He have already made that way for you. It's through him, through Christ Jesus. Let us pray with you, and let us pray for you in the name of Jesus. There might be one. Just press one. Just as simple as that. On your phone pad, press one, and we will pray with you, and we will pray for you, whatever it is that's concerning you. There may be even one that's looking for a church home. You're looking for a church home, and you just been going to one place to another, but you had not been fed. Pastor Tawanika and I, we would love to be your pastor. We would love to be your pastor. We're just going to love on you like God has shown us how to love. Not this worldly love, but a supernatural love. Anybody interested in a supernatural love? See, we can't do that without Jesus. We're going to love you through the eyes of Christ. We're going to love you just like the Holy Spirit has shown us how to love you. Just press one. Amen, amen. May God keep you in all of your ways. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. At this time, we're going to have our tithes and offerings.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You can prepare your tithes and offering. If you sent those over already, we've already prayed over those. Any offerings or tithes? Amen.
Amen.
Send those over to Pastor Chantel at PastorShantell. That's Pastor Chantel.
Amen.
At Cash App, $ Pastor Chantel. And Zeal, I believe, and that number is 346-719-3349. Glory to God. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come to you now. In the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and every word we ask you, O God, as we pay our tithes and give our offering according to your word in Malachi 3, we claim and ask you to fulfill the seven promises that you have given to us as a tither. Heavenly Father, you know that we tithe and we ask you to revive us because we have obeyed you by paying our tithes according to Malachi 3:10. Heavenly Father, you have promised us according to your word that heaven will pour out blessings that we won't have room enough to receive. And Heavenly Father, you promise us in Malachi 3 that because of our tithes, that we will be prosperous. And Heavenly Father, it says in your word in Malachi 3:11 that you will rebuke the devourer for us. So we ask you, Lord, to rebuke the devourer for our sake because of our obedience to you and paying our tithes. And Heavenly Father, your word says that you promise to cripple and paralyze the enemy so that he will not be able to come near us. Heavenly Father, we ask you not to let the enemy destroy the fruits of our ground according to Malachi 3:11. Heavenly Father, we ask you to prevent the enemy from touching our finances, the fruits of our ground, because of our obedience to you and paying our tithes. Heavenly Father, we ask that our vine not cast its fruit before its time, according to your word in Malachi 3. And Heavenly Father, we ask you to stop the enemy from touching and from coming near us and our family members and loved ones, our finances, our fruits and ground, because we are obedient to you and paying our tithes. Heavenly Father, we ask you to keep our families and our finances, our fruits and our grounds, and bless us with your seven blessings of the tithe, as it is written in Malachi 3. We ask you, O God, to get to fulfill the fulfillment of these seven blessings of a tithe according to John 16:23. Father, we have been obedient in paying our tithes and giving offerings, and we receive the blessings right now. Father, cause all the nations to call us blessed because we are tithers in Jesus Christ's holy name. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless everyone here in service on today. At this time, we'll have our announcements from Evangelist Kimberly Redford.
Amen. 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 Thank you for that lesson about being about our Father's business. And we know that to do that, we need to be yoked up with the right ministry. And the Gospel Public Ministries is one of those ministries that's truly about the work of God and about helping His children. So church services are as follows. On Monday, starting at 8 p.m., we're going to have intercessory prayer. And Wednesday at 7 p.m., Bible study. Thursday at 7 p.m. is going to be midweek service. Sunday at 2 p.m. Starting at 10 a.m. And then 2 p.m. is going to be Sunday service. So next Sunday at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. is Sunday service. And we have special events. Are we still going to shout, Pastor? Is that going to be at 12 noon? 12
noon.
Okay, 12 noon, Monday through Thursday is the shout. And the second Tuesday is going to be restoration service at 10 a.m. And we have some special events that I want to share. Saturdays at 12 noon, we have the He Is Risen. We're going to have the teachings of the Holy Spirit. Oh, that's right, He Is Risen, celebration of resurrection. About the teaching of the Holy Spirit. That's every Saturday at 12 noon. And the church line number is 845-277-9213. 845-277-9213. Going to have a wonderful play coming up called I Can't Stand My Family Members. And that's going to be March 27th at 7 p.m. and the 28th at 5 p.m. You definitely don't want to miss that. Come get your laugh on. It's going to be at the Midtown Art Center, 1423 Coleman Street, and that's Houston, Texas, 77004. We have additional information for that. You can call 346-719-3349 and get your admission price. So that's going to be a play for your whole family, in March 27th and 28th. Then we also have every first Tuesday of the month, it's the Good Comedy Presents Tickle Me Tuesday at 6 p.m. And that's every first Tuesday. And it's going to be our very own pastor with her funny stuff. She had us rolling last Tuesday. And that's going to be at 845-277-9213. 9213. Because you want to laugh out loud, we know laughter is good medicine. Come on, get your medicine. Every first Tuesday of the month. And also, we want to wish a congratulations to our pastors in the birth of our cute, handsome little grandson, Kyler, who was born recently. Congratulations. And God bless the mother. And God bless you all. And thank you all for listening in, and enjoy the rest of your day.
Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. God keep everyone. Amen. We want to wish everyone a happy birthday for all our February birthdays. We wrap up the month of February. Happy birthday again to all February birthdays. Amen. And the play that's meant to you all, Pastor Manning will be in the play. And I, Pastor Dorsey Manning, as well as Pastor Tawanika Manning, as one of the stars in the play. I can't say my family members. It's a comedy. It's funny here in Houston, Texas. So if you want to get your ticket, get your pre-sale ticket. Tickets are $35. Pre-sale tickets are going for $25, but you have to get those the week before. You have all the way into the week before the play to get those tickets. But they're selling out really quickly because of social distancing, so it's very limited seating. So if you want to be there, you have to get your tickets as soon as possible. And they're already selling really quick here. So God bless everyone. Again, God bless you. God keep you all. And I pray you all was blessed by this sermon today. Amen. At this time, we release a massive blessing to all that's in service and all that were here on today in service. Amen. Glory to God. We bless you all to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. Mm-hmm. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth and to be about your Father's business. Amen. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. Well, God bless every single one that was here in attendance with us in Sunday service. And may God keep you. You know, what a wonderful message that went forward by Pastor Tawanika Manning. May God bless you and pour into you all that left your body, that left your heart, that left your soul. You know, may God pour back into you all that left in the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of
Jesus. I know what everybody wants. Everybody wants exactly what you were preaching about, is to be useful forever and to be full of your heart desires, to be perfect in health, to be in joy all the days of your life, to be rich without lack, and to live forever in prosperity that calls for you to be about your Father's business. So may God bless each and every one of you. Now may the God of peace that brought again from the dead, our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work, working in you that which is well and pleasing in his sight through Christ Jesus, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. God bless you. May God keep you. Pastor Tawanika and I, we love you. God loves you more. And remember, Jesus Christ is Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear her say,
one time, one time,
one time, one time,
one time,
Get that on a great day.